So, simple page access restriction plugin. This plugin was recommended by the developers themselves to us. Elle at Plugins and Snippets reached out to us to let us know about their newer plugin, Simple Page Access Restriction. Unfortunately, it took a little longer than expected to get the queue caught up, but we got to the plugin. We have it here before the holidays for everyone, which I'm really happy about. This plugin is a great and totally free plugin, very useful for those who have a site where you have content you want behind a wall, but not necessarily a paywall. This plugin will restrict access to select pages to only logged-in users, so you have to be logged in order to see these pages and get this information. This plugin will also allow for a page redirection to a defined login page of your choice if you so desire. When you download and activate this plugin, you will find the dashboard on the left-hand side of the menu, where you'll find the option to get to the dashboard. I thought this was kind of cool because, like, right at the top of this plugin's dashboard, there's a little area where they offer you to subscribe to their newsletter. The admin email is auto-inserted in there, though you can change the email to your preferred email if you want to sign up. Unfortunately, the drawback is that even if you sign up, it's still there the next time you go to the dashboard, and there's no little X to remove it. It's a mild irritant for me because it reminds me of an alert, but that may just be me. I like making things go away once I've dealt with them. Getting back to the dashboard, in the dashboard, you will be able to choose your page where the redirect will go. You can choose between a page or an URL. If you leave it as a page, you can choose a login page you already have set up, or you can create one specifically for this. If you choose a URL, they simply request the URL you want to put in, you want the people to be redirected to. You put the URL in there, hit save, you're good. Next down on the dashboard, you will see remove plugin data on uninstall. I haven't seen this too often, although I do think it's kind of a good idea. I'm not sure if it means if you uninstall without clicking that, there will still be stuff left behind,
Yes, there
but
will.
okay.
Yes, there. Well, that has been a thorn in the side of many people for a long time, because in the beginning, there were plugins that would create new tables and other things, and then when you done install them, they'd leave behind all those tables in your database, and now they're just orphans, taking up space and other problems. And then developers started writing cleanup scripts, but not every plugin developer writes a cleanup script. And some of them will automatically, on uninstall, will automatically clean up after themselves. But there's some plugins occasionally, maybe you're uninstalling it for some other test purposes or something else, but and you might want to put it back. If you put it back and you've left the data behind, the plugin will work exactly as you had it before, kind of like turning it on and off. So
Okay.
they do is they give you an option. Do you want to leave the data behind, or do you want to make it completely clean after it's done? If you're planning to never reinstall it, you'll want to remove the data. If you think you might reinstall it, you might want to leave the data. It's kind of a give and take, but the biggest reason, of course, is so you can have a cleaner
That
database
makes sense.
when you're done. So just to clarify what that's for, since you've never really heard about it.
I've seen it a couple times in the past. I just didn't really understand why it was there.
Yeah, well, it's there so it cleans up after itself when it's done,
Useful.
when you remove it, and that way you have a cleaner, more functioning database instead of leftover junk clogging up your database.
Right, so good thing to have. The last thing under settings on the dashboard
Yep.
is supported post types. Here you can choose any combination or all of the following: posts, pages, landing pages, my templates, mail poet page. The last two I was kind of surprised to see. It will make it a lot easier if you are using templates specifically for posts or pages you want to have behind the login wall, but the mail poet pages is something I never would have thought to put behind a login. So I thought that was kind of cool. You hit save changes and you're done. Now, just to clarify, this plugin will not automatically put these behind the login wall. These are just the pages that will have the ability to be placed there. While this plugin does pull some fancy magic behind the scenes, you will still have to go in and manually set the pages and/or posts behind the login wall yourself. How you do this is you go to pages or posts, choose one you want to put behind the login wall, and click on edit. or just the name of your page. If you are using Elementor, do not click on Edit with Elementor. Otherwise, you won't be able to find the setting for this plugin inside of the Elementor editing area. You won't be able to put it behind the login wall. You got to go to the regular editing area. Once you're in the WordPress editing area, look to the right, and at the top, you'll see Simple Page Access Restriction. You will see a box you can checkmark beside the label for logged in users only. If you checkmark the box and hit update or save on the page, your page is now behind the login wall. If the box is not checkmarked, it is available to everyone. That simple. It's simple, easy to use, definitely worth the time of activating it. It's a great way to do the same sort of thing as a paywall without charging people for the content, but still getting your email list built out. I rate this at 5 dragons.
There's the dragon. Didn't you hear him?